LLM observability in production, from GPU metrics to response, quality deploying an LLM to SageMaker is the easy part. The hard part is knowing in real time whether it is answering well, using GPU efficiently, and costing what you planned. This article details the observability stack I would build today for financial-grade LLM inference. When an LLM enters production in a financial environment, whether for regulatory report generation, document triage, or analyst assistance, the question the platform team must answer is not "is the endpoint up?", but rather, is the generated response trustworthy within the latency SLA? Is the cost per token within budget? And is the model not hallucinating about client data? These four dimensions, availability, latency, cost, and semantic quality, demand layered instrumentation that goes well beyond basic CloudWatch. This article is a set of field notes on how I build that stack today. The real problem, three layers of operational blindness. Most teams deploying LLMs on SageMaker start with the same metrics that they'd use for any ML endpoint, invocations, model latency, overhead latency, and invocation 4x errors. That is necessary, but wholly insufficient for language inference. The first layer of blindness is GPU infrastructure, an MLG G5. Those XLarge endpoints with 4SX10G can show GPU utilization at 40%, while GMemory utilization is at 95%. The model is thrashing VRAM, causing P99 latency of 8s while PFinta looks healthy at 1.2s. Without separating those two metrics per instance and per loaded model, you'll scale horizontally when the problem is vertical, batch size, quantization, tensor parallelism. The second layer is token semantics. Model latency measures request to response, but it does not distinguish time to first token, TTFT, from inter-token latency, ITL. For a user interacting with a financial chat, a TTFT of 3s is unacceptable even if total throughput is high. SageMaker's LMI, Large Model Inference, container exposes time to first byte via CloudWatch, but only if you configure option top yoke, format or at lines and instrument the client to record the first chunk timestamp. The third layer, and the most neglected, is semantic quality. The model can be responding fast, with efficient GPU usage, and still produce responses with hallucinations, excessive refusals, or tone drift that violates compliance policies. This is only detectable with asynchronous post-duration generation evaluations, instrumenting SageMaker LMI for token-level metrics. SageMaker's LMI container, based on DGLC serving, exposes token metrics via the internal server's metrics endpoint, but they do not flow to CloudWatch automatically. The approach that works as in production is an OTel collector sidecar running in the same task definition for SageMaker multi-container, or as a Lambda invoked asynchronously by the endpoint via invocation destination. The critical metrics to capture are TTF-TMS, time to first token, P50, P95, P99 per model and per request type, ITLMS, inter-token latency, distribution. High variance here indicates GPU contention tokens per second, real generation throughput. Not to be confused with invocations per second prompt tokens and completion tokens. It's essential for cost and for detecting prompt injection that inflates context cache hit rate. If you use KV cache with prefix caching available in TGI and VLLM backends of LMI. To publish these metrics to CloudWatch with correct dimensions, use put metric data with namespace LLM inference SageMaker and dimensions, model name, endpoint name, and instance type. The cost of custom CloudWatch metrics is 0.30 metric domain with 6 metrics times these 3 dimensions, those endpoints. That's completely justifiable. A critical detail, set SageMaker container log level 20, info on the endpoint, and enable data capture config with sampling per se 200 for staging and sampling per se 10s for high volume production. Capturing 100% in production with large models can generate significant S3s and firehose costs. Playbook: building the LLM observability stack in 7 steps. 1. GPU infrastructure baseline. Enable CloudWatch container insights for SageMaker. Set alerts on GPU memory utilization, 85% not GPU utilization, as the primary memory pressure signal. Create a dashboard separating PSIMTA and P99 of model latency. If the gap is greater than 5x, there is contention. Thus, instrument TTFT on the client side. Use streaming response stream in BOTO3, Psyche, and Abeng, Rashida Strange, record time on time before the invoke and on receiving the first chunk. Publish as custom metric TTFTs with dimension model IDLE. Recommend the CLI for financial chat P95-1500-MIMS3 inference log pipeline to S3. Configure data capture config on the endpoint with S3's output path, pointing to a bucket with SSKMS, customer managed key. Enable lifecycle policy, 90 days in S3 standard, then Glacier instant retrieval. This satisfies 7-year audit requirements without linear cost. 4. Asynchronous quality evaluator. Create a Lambda with S3's trigger, data capture prefix. The Lambda reads the prompt range pair calls Bedrock load trees haiku, cheaper, sufficient for scoring with an evaluation rubric, factuality, undue refusal tone. Store the score in DynamoDB with 28-day estimated cost 0.25 per 1,000 evaluations with haiku. 5. Unified dashboard in Grafana. Use Amazon Managed Grafana with CloudWatch data sources, inference token metrics, and DynamoDB via Lambda Data Source or AWS Data API, organized in 3 rows, infrastructure, GPU, latency, token economics, cost, cache hit rate, and quality, factuality scores, refusal rate, weekly drift says. SLOs and SLO burn rate alerts. Define SLOs in CloudWatch with service level objective TTFTP, SIM 9500, availability 99.5%, quality score 0.75, 0.1 scale. Configure burn rate alerts critical and 6x in 6 hora warning. Route via SNS pager duty with runbook link in the alert. Set cost traceability per use case. Add a use case tag in each invocation header via API gateway context and propagate to data capture logs. Use cost explorer with fuse case tag to separate GPU instance cost per product. This is mandatory in financial environments where each business line needs chargeback. KV cache and prefix caching, the most underestimated efficiency multiplier. If you have a fixed or semi-fixed system prompt, EGG, compliance instructions, product context, enable prefix caching in the LMI VLM backend. In tests with 5 dual token fixed prefix prompts, TTFT reduction reaches 60-70% and GPU cost drops proportionally. Monitor cache rate as a primary efficiency KPI. If it is below 40% with repetitive prompts, revisit your context construction strategy, LLM as judge at scale. Pitfalls and calibration. The pattern of using an LLM to evaluate another LLM. LLM as judge is powerful, but it has specific failure modes. I have seen cause quality false positives in financial production. The first problem is position bias. Models like Claude tend to rate longer responses higher regardless of accuracy. To mitigate, use structured rubrics with per dimension scoring, factuality, 1.5 completeness, 1.5 tone, 1.5 rather than a single score. Include few short examples in the judge prompt with cases of short, correct responses that should score high. The second problem is evaluation cost at scale. evaluating 100% of inferences with Claude 3 Sonnet is prohibitive. For an endpoint processing DES, Zeazu requests day with an average 3TS token response. The cost would be 180 day in evaluation alone. The correct strategy is stratified sampling, 100% of samples with low confidence scores detected by logit entropy if available, 10% random of the remainder, and 100% of any request that triggered a guardrail. The third problem is judge drift. The judge model can also change with Bedrock version updates. Use explicit model versioning, Entropic Cloud 3 Haiku 2000 DINS 40307v1 0 and Never Cloud 3 Haiku without a version in production. Maintain a golden dataset of 200 prompt range pairs with human scores to recalibrate the judge monthly. This is equivalent to regression testing in a classic ML system. For environments with data sovereignty requirements, LGPD, Brazilian banking regulation, the evaluation pipeline must ensure that client data does not leave the VPC boundary. Use Bedrock via VPC endpoint, com and never regime Bedrock runtime, and never route inference logs over public networks, scarcity and governance in the observability pipeline. The LLM observability pipeline is paradoxically an attack surface. Data capture logs contain full prompts and responses. In a financial context, this can include client data, account numbers, portfolio analysis. Treating this pipeline with less rigor than the endpoint itself is a serious mistake. The control layers I implement as mandatory. Encryption in transit and at rest. The data capture S3's bucket must have SCKMS with a CMK separate from the endpoint. The key policy must allow decrypt only for the evaluator lambda role and the audit role, not for the endpoint role itself. Separation of duties principle. PI masking before evaluation. The evaluator lambda must run the text through Amazon Comprehend, detect PI entities before sending to the Bedrock judge. Replace PII entities with placeholders, account number, CPF in the evaluation payload. This ensures sensitive data does not enter the evaluator model's context. IAM with context conditions, the evaluator lambda role must have Bedrock. Invoke model with obvious source PC condition restricted to the pipeline VPC. Add obvious. Requested region to ensure invocations only occur in the primary region, relevant for BASEN and LGPD compliance requiring processing on national territory, access auditing for logs. Configure CloudTrail with S3 data events on the data capture bucket. Any bucket access must generate an auditable event. In environments with SOC 2s or ISO 27001, this is a control requirement, not optional. A detail that is frequently forgotten, the SageMaker endpoint itself must have Kameskide configured in the production variant to encrypt the instance EBS volume. Without this, model weights and KV cache sit on unencrypted disk. Common anti-patterns in LAM observability. Ask using only model latency as a health proxy. Model latency measures total inference time, not user experience. TTFT can be 3 above SLA while model latency looks normal at P50. Asterisk, evaluating quality 100% in production with large models. Using Claude 3 Sonnet to evaluate every response in high volume production costs more than the main endpoint. Use a Haiku with stratified sampling, asterisk, not versioning the judge model, updating the evaluation model without a reference golden dataset invalidates historical quality series. Scores from different weeks become incomparable. Asterisk, data capture without lifecycle policy, inference logs grow linearly. Without lifecycle to glacier after 90 days, S3's cost can exceed GPU cost within 6 months. Asterisk, scaling horizontally before optimizing batch adding instances when pure memory utilization 85% without first testing, max concurrent requests and max batch size in LMI. Often, doubling batch size resolves the problem without additional cost. Sasters inference logs without PI masking, sending raw prompts to the external evaluator without passing through comprehend. In a financial context, this is an LGPD violation and potentially a banking regulation violation, operationalizing quality SLOs. What nobody tells you. Defining a quality SLO for LLMs is conceptually simple, quality score 0. 75-95% of responses. But operationalizing this in CloudWatch with burn rate alerts requires a specific data architecture. The problem is that quality scores are produced asynchronously by the evaluator Lambda seconds or minutes after the original response, while latency SLOs are synchronous. To unify in the same SLO framework, you need a deferred evaluation window. The quality SLO operates over a 1-hour window with a 5-minute delay, evaluation time, not in real time. The practical implementation uses DynamoDB streams. When the evaluator Lambda writes the score to DynamoDB, the stream triggers another Lambda that publishes the quality score metric to CloudWatch with a retroactive timestamp. Using put metric data with an explicit timestamp, not the current time. This allows the CloudWatch SLO to correctly calculate the burn rate over the historical window, a critical aspect for financial environments. The quality SLO must have differentiated thresholds by request type point. A question about account balance has a different factuality threshold then a question about investment strategy. Use the request type dimension in CloudWatch to create separate SLOs per category. This is more work to configure, but prevents low-risk responses from diluting the quality signal in high-risk requests. Finally, document the quality SLO as an ADR, architecture decision record, with the justification for the chosen threshold, the judge model used, the calibration golden datasets, and the quarterly review process. In compliance audits, the abilities to demonstrate that you have a formal AI quality evaluation process is as important as the numbers themselves. Curators note in practice, the biggest gap I see in teams deploying LLMs in financial production is not a lack of metrics. It is a lack of clear ownership over what quality means for that specific use case. Before building any evaluation pipeline, I force a session with the product owner and compliance team to define the evaluation rubric in plain language with concrete examples of good and bad responses. Without that, you will build a technically impeccable evaluator that measures the wrong thing. The hardest lesson I have learned, an LLM with a quality score of 0.85 that answers the wrong questions confidently is more dangerous than one with a score of 0.65 that refuses when it does not know. Verdict. LLM observability is not optional in financial production. The stack described here, GPU plus Stitch FT ITL metrics via OTEL, data capture to S3s with SSE-KMS, asynchronous evaluation with sampled, LLM as judge, 3-dimension SLOs in CloudWatch, and unified dashboard in Grafana is the minimum viable setup to operate an LLM in financial production responsibly. The incremental cost of this instrumentation is marginal compared to the GPU instance cost, estimated 50 da jacente 50 da mandolas for a mid-size endpoint. The cost of not having it, an incorrect response about client data that goes unnoticed for weeks, is incalculable. Deploy the PLIP Bluebook in staging first, calibrate the judge model with a human golden dataset, and only then move to production. Do not skip the calibration step.